British North America prepares for war. General Isaac Brock was the governor of Upper Canada when America formally declared war in June of 1812. He was an experienced military strategist and well understood frontier warfare. Additionally, he was the type of leader men naturally followed. He was tough but fair, decisive but not impulsive, and he related well to soldiers. Now, compared to the Americans, Brock's overall military position was precarious at best. He had barely 1,600 soldiers with which to defend 1,000 miles of shared border with the United States. The Americans had a much larger military force at their disposal. Therefore, they could choose when and where to strike. If Brock had been a lesser man, he would have felt that he had no choice but to go on the defensive. Instead, he actually chose to attack the Americans. He opted for an aggressive military strategy for two reasons. First, he knew he could not count upon the Upper Canadians to support the British in repelling the American invaders. Secondly, through a daring invasion, Brock hoped to catch the Americans off guard and maybe steal the initiative. Oh, and one last thing. Brock did have one advantage the Americans did not: the support of the influential Shawnee war captain, Tecumseh.